Mishnayis Shvius, we're up to Perakei, Mishnah Zayin. Hayoitzer Moicher Chomesh Kade Shemin, Vechamesh Esrei Kade Yain. Hayoitzer means the one that makes barrels that you could store oil or you can store wine in. So he's allowed to sell 5 barrels for somebody to store his oil in, and 15 barrels for somebody to store his wine on in Shvius. In other words, this is the amount that a person has the right to collect, like to take home on Shvius, to say he's not using it for storage or for sale, but is using it for his own private use. So therefore, you're allowed to sell to somebody 5 barrels for shemen and 15 barrels for wine. Shekein darka lohavi min hefker. This is the normal manner how much a person brings home, like from the fields, that he collected from hefker to use for himself, and therefore it's mutter on Shvius. What about v'imhevi yoisimikon? Let's say somebody comes and says he has more oil. He needs more than 5 barrels for his oil. The locher is mutter. Then you're still allowed to sell to him more. In other words, even though somebody doesn't take more than this, but if he does, then you're allowed to sell to him even more barrels. U'moicher la'agoi ba'oritz u'li'yisroel b'chutz loritz. You're allowed to sell to a goy as many barrels as he wants, even in Eretz Yisrael, because the goy could work as much as he wants on Shvius. And you could sell to Jews in Chutz Loritz, because in Chutz Loritz there's no issa Shvius. They could also make as much as they want, therefore in Chutz Loritz is mutter. And the chiddush is that we're not afraid maybe the goy will go later and sell it back to the Jews that are choshed on Shvius. We're not afraid for that. Mishneches, Beishamai says, Lo yimcha loy poro choreshes bashvius. You're not allowed to sell to somebody that we're afraid maybe he'll work on Shvius. You can't sell him a poro, a cow, that is used, choreshes, that is used for plowing. Because we're afraid, like you've been lefneiver or mesela dvar veira, because of you he's going to plow on Shvius. Well, beisilu matir, mesil says no, it's mutter. Since, why? Mishnah explains why. Mifneishu yochol shochtoi. Because the person that buys it, we don't know for sure he's using it to work with on Shvius. It could be he's using it to shecht, to eat it. Therefore, even in Asafik, there's no risk of an evil like here, you're allowed to sell it to him. The same thing, moichel loy peiros afilu b'shas azera. You're allowed to sell somebody fruits, even if at the time, though, that some people may take out the seeds to plant it now. Still, you're allowed to, because you have a right to say he's not going to use it to seed it now, but rather to eat these fruits. You're also allowed to lend to him. Sosom is a measuring that you measure out the saw of tfua. And we do not say that he's going to use it right now, like to measure out his tfua, to put it away, but rather use it for things that are mutter. Even though we know he has, like a gerin, he has a lot of tfua in the fields and he has to put it away for an oitzer, still we're not afraid he's going to use it now, ledvar veira. But and also, uparit loimois, you're allowed to exchange money for him. If he gives you a big bill, you're allowed to exchange it and give it to him small money. Even though you know he has workers, and it's possible that these workers worked on Shvius, and the person wants to pay him now for the work they did on Shvius, which is also, still you're allowed to, because it's not for sure he's going to use it for that purpose. Maybe he's going to use it for a purpose that's mutter. And therefore, the Mishnah says, though, v'chulon b'feirush asurin. But if the person speaks out clearly he wants it for these things that are also, if he speaks out clearly he wants the money to give his problem that work now on Shvius, then for sure it's also to do any one of these things. It's only mutter according to Vesilo, because we have a doubt whether he's going to use it Le'isr or not. So maybe since he may use it Leheter, therefore it's mutter. But if he says clearly he wants it Le'isr, then it's also. Yemishneh Tes. Ma'sheles isho lechaverto Hachashuda al Hashvius, that one lady is allowed to lend to a friend, even though this Isha is choshud, we're afraid that she does things wrong on Shvius, still she's allowed to lend her Napo v'chavro asif v'rechayim and a grinder v'taner and an oven. And even though these things could be used l'iser, still we say no, could be she's going to use it only for heter. Therefore, you're allowed to lend her these things. And we'll see later, it's Mishum Darke Sholem. But the Mishnah says, Avoloi Sovur. But you're not allowed to, like a burger, to check, take out the psalas, the bad parts of the tefuah from the good parts. V'loititchan imo, you're not allowed to grind with her. In other words, you're not allowed to do the actual work you're not allowed to do on the peris of Shvius. Because these things are done by Isser, since she's working now on the peris that grew on Shvius by Isser, therefore you're not allowed to help her, you're not allowed to be Messiah, help her to Advar Vera. Now, Eshes Chover, the wife of a Chover, of a Talmud Chochom, Ma'asheles, she's allowed to lend. Le'eshes Amoritz, to the wife of an Amoritz, again, Napo, Kvoro, this type of a sieve. Uvoireres, now she's allowed to even check out, take out the bad parts of the Tfuam. Ve'toichen, she could also grind with her. Omurakedis Imo. Now, Murakedis is also a type of a sifting that you sift the Kemach, the flour, in a Napo. Now, these things you're allowed to do, because we say most Amoratzim, they do take off Trumas and Maisros. So therefore, since it's only a chash of Dumai Midrabonin, you're allowed to do these, you're allowed to work with them. Avum, you know, this is not talking about Hilchas Shvius, this is talking about Hilchas Maiser. Avum Mishetatel HaMayim, but once she put the water into the flour, and now it's like in Matzah where it's Chayiv and Chalo, now Loisiga Etzle, not allowed to help her at all. Because now she is Tomei like the Amoritz, and she's going to make the Chala Tomei, and that's an Avera. So this is the Klal, Shein Machzik in Yedei Ovri Avera. You're not allowed to help along somebody that's doing an Avera. Now the Chula, in all these cases that we said she's allowed to borrow or lend, Lo Yomru Elam Mipnei Darkei Sholem. The Heter was only said because of Darkei Sholem. In other words, in cases where if she doesn't lend her, the other one will feel bad, that's where you have this heter. But if it's not a question of Darkei Sholem on your own will, you want to lend it to her, you should not do it. Because still, there's a chash, maybe you'll be Nisayayim, or Yidei Oivi Avera. Omar Zikin Yidei Goyim Bashrius. You'll have to help along, nor give a Yashikoyach to a Goy if you see him working on Shvius. You'll have to be Mechazikim. Because the Goyim, they are allowed to work on Shvius. Avoloi Yidei Yisrael. But of course, if you see a Jew working on Shvius in the Karka, that's also, you're not allowed to be Mechazikim. V'yishayalim b'shleimon, but you're allowed to ask a Goy, like give him Shalom Aleichem, mipnei Darkei Sholem, because of Darkei Sholem, they should not come to hate us. Now, Perek Shishi. First Mishnah says, Shaloish arotzois l'shvius. There are three different, like, boundaries, three different lands, Nogeya to the halachas of Shvius. Now, Kol Shech Ziku Oile Bovel. And this was the May Ezra and Chemya when they went up to build the Beis Hamikdash Hasheni. So, by the second Kibush, so Kol Shech Ziku Oile Bovel, the Eretz Yisrael, the Ad Kiziv, which is from Eretz Yisrael, Kol Eretz Yisrael on the south side, Ad Kiziv, is Loinechav Loinevod. Here you're not allowed to eat the peris of Shvius. So some learn, Loinecha means if you work to be Isser, you're not allowed to eat the peris. Or else after this man habir, you're not allowed to eat these peris. V'loinevod, and you're not allowed to work on the karka. In other words, these lands for sure has Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, and therefore you're not allowed to work in the karka on Shvius. But what about the chol shehechziku Olam Mitzrayim? What about the land of Eretz Yisrael, the Olam Mitzrayim Yoshua? When they went into Eretz Yisrael, they conquered it. But later, by the Kibush Sheni, they did not conquer those lands, and which is Mikiziv v'yad Hanor v'yad Amono, from Kiziv up until Hanor and up until Amono. So these lands are Nechal. You are allowed to eat the fruits, even though it was grown on Shvius, or else even though after it is Manhabir, because these lands we hold Kedusha Rishayna is Kitchel Shaita v'loy Kitchel Losalavai. So the first Kedusha was bottled. And since Eloi Bavod did not conquer these lands, it does not have Kedushas Eretz Yisrael on it. So therefore, you're allowed to eat the land, the peris. But Midrabbanan, there's Alocha Abolei Nevod. Still Midrabbanan, though, since it looks like Eretz Yisrael, you're not allowed to work on the karka there. What about Min Hanor Umeyamono Ulifnim Necho V'Nevod? These lands, the Chlal, do not have Kedushas Eretz Yisrael even Midrabbanan, and therefore you're allowed to work there on Shvius in the karka. Mishnah Beis. Oisin v'tolish v'Surya. In Surya, that was a land that David HaMelech made a kibush captured, and this time holds now kibush yochid loishim a kibush. It does not have a loch like Eretz Yisrael, and therefore you're allowed to do work on the peiros if you already picked it off the ground. If you picked off the, once it's cut off from the ground, you're allowed to like gather it together. You're allowed to do work in the peiros itself, which are peiros that grew in Eretz Yisrael on Shvius. You would not be allowed to do these type of work, but since it grew in Syria, you're allowed to. Avoloi b'mechuber, but you're not allowed to do work to these peiros when they're still attached to the ground, midrabbanan. And therefore, doshin, you're allowed to make disha on these tua, v'zerin, not a bizerin, throw it into the wind, v'dorchin, like step on it, umamrin, to make bundles out of it. Because these are all malachas that are done betolush. Avoloi koitzrin, but you're not allowed to cut these down on a large abundance to use for sale. The loy boitzrin, you can't gather them together. That koitzrin goes on tfua, and boitzrin goes on grapes. For loy moiskin, you can't gather together a lot of olives. Klal amar Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva said a klal like this, that koil kol shekayetze boi mutav Eretz Yisrael, any type of a malacha that is mutav to do with the rice and Eretz Yisrael, oisun ois of Assyria. You should know, even with the Rabbanan, you're allowed to do it in Syria. In other words, this Avoide Betolish, which Midiraisa it's Mutu, it's only Yasa Midirabbanan in Eretz Yisrael, so in Syria they did not make this Gezerah. Mishnah Gimel, Bitzolim Shayordu Aleim Gishomim Vitzimchu. You have these onions that were growing in the sixth year, and now on Shemitah it rained, and it grew a little bit because of this. That's called that Shayardu Aleim Gishomim, the rain came down on Shemitah, Vitzimchu, and it grew a little bit. So it depends. If the leaves of it were a little bit black, Asurim, then we say it's Asur. But Hariko, if it got a little bit green, then we say Harelu Mutarin. Then they are Mutar. So the chat is like this. If at the beginning of like Rosh Hashanah of Shvius, you find out that these leaves are shchurin, which means they're very fresh. They're still growing. So then we say that on Shvius it grew a little bit. Since it grew on Shvius, so it has a locha kedusha Shvius on it, and that's mevatol the rest of it that was there from before, and therefore this whole onion now has kedusha Shvius on it. But hariku means it started to wither away. It's not growing fast. It's not growing better. It's on its way down. So then we say whatever grows now on Shvius is not literally growing off the ground. It's only like me'avira karabi. Therefore, it doesn't have a locha that grew on Shemitah, and therefore the kedusha, it has no kedushas Shvius. That's lashon of hariku harei elu mutarin. Rabbi Chanina ben Antignus Oimer, im yecholin litolish biolin shalehen, if you could pick it up, but if you could like uproot it out of the ground because of holding on to the top leaves, is asur, then it's asur. Okineged kein, and just like this, moitsoi shvius mutarin, if this happens on moitsoi shvius, then it's mutar. So again, this means that if the leaves are that strong that you could pick up the onions out of the ground by holding on to its leaves, so then we say it is going to grow, or it is growing on shvius, and therefore it's asur. That's lachim yecholim litolish ba'olin shalen is asurin. Then we consider as if some part of it grew on Shemit itself, and therefore it has Kedushas Shvius on it. Now, with Keneged Kain, just like this, it means Moitsoi Shvius Mutarin, Mephoshim said, means that really the vegetable, this onion, grew on the sixth year. Just you picked it out of the ground, and then you put it into the ground again on Shemitah. And it grew a little bit, and then you picked it up, and now on the eighth year, Moitsoi Shvius, again you're putting it into the ground. So again, if it grew a little bit now on Moitsoi Shvius, we say what this growth, what grew now a little bit, is mevato what grew on Shemitah, and therefore it would remain mutarim. So that's the lach of ukineget kain, moitsoi shvius mutarim. If this happened like for moitsoi shvius, it would be mutar. Because we say then it's true, it's growing now still, but what grew now, moitsoi shvius, that's mevato what was here from before, what grew on shvius itself. Mishnah Dalet. Mei Mosai Muter Odom Likach Yerek Bemoitsoi Shvius. When is a person allowed to go down and buy vegetables on Moitsoi Shvius, means right after Shemitah? In other words, when do you have a right to say that these peiros are no more peiros Shvius, but rather they're peiros of Moitsoi Shvius? So the Mishnah says, Mishayaseh Kiyotzevoi. If it would be possible, if somebody first planted these vegetables after Shemitah, that it would be finished growing. Now, Osar HaBakir Hutar Ofil. Once a place, even though that place grows very fast, when that place is finished growing its vegetables, then it's mutter to buy vegetables any place, even in places that there it takes longer for the vegetables to grow. And the pshat is because maybe they brought their vegetables from this other city that there it finished already. So since it's possible to say these vegetables grew after Shemitah, therefore we say it's mutter. So therefore it's thus lashon of osa habechir huter ofil. However, Rebbe hiter, Rebbe was matir likach yorek b'moitzoi shvius miyad. Rebbe said, no, you're allowed to buy vegetables right away on moitzoi shvius, and we're not afraid they were grown on Shemitah itself. And there are two pshatim in Rebbe. Either Rebbe holds that most of the vegetables around by moitzoi shvius really came from chutz loretz, because in Eretz Yisrael they didn't plant and it was finished already. So most of them that they had around was from chutz loretz. Therefore you have a right to say the vegetable you're buying now comes from chutz loretz, it does not have kedusha shvius. Real, some of our Shem want to say no, miyad means like a day or two later, that it's possible for vegetables to grow in a day or two. Now the Pshat Tanakama, that he says no, you have to wait until moitzoi shvius, until the other ones can grow. So here also, either the time is because we are told or we say that the vegetables you're buying now are the ones that grew after Shemitah, or else even if they were the ones that were growing on Shemitah, however we say they grew more now on Moitzoi Shvius, and therefore the heter, what grew more, is Mevatol, what was here from before. Like we'll see later on in Mishnayos and later, there's such a svara of a bittel. Now Mishnah Hey, it says, Ein Moitzien Shemen Sreifa, Operus Shvius Mehoretz L'chutz Loretz. You're not allowed to take out from Eretz Yisrael to Chutz Loretz Peiros of Shvius. That means fruits that were grown in Eretz Yisrael on Shemitah that have Kedusha Shvius on it. You're not allowed to take these fruits outside of Eretz Yisrael. And the same thing applies to Shemen Sreifa. Shemen Sreifa, that's all the years, which means if you have Truma, let's say, that the Truma became Tomei, so there's a mitzvah to burn it. That's called Shemen Sreifa, the Shemen of Truma, that there's a mitzvah to burn it, so you're supposed to burn it in Eretz Yisrael, so therefore you're not allowed to take it outside Eretz Yisrael. And the Mefarshim say that Pshita Truma Tahira, also you're not allowed to take out to Chutz Loretz, because that's Pshita, when you bring it out to Chutz Loretz, it becomes Tomei, there's Tumas Amin. The Chiddush is though Shemen Sreifa, which is Tomei anyway, so here maybe, since it does not become Tomei outside more, it should be Mutter. That's the Chiddush. No, there's the mitzvah Sreifa, it should be burnt in Eretz Yisrael itself. Some say true, there's only Midrash Rabbanan, that you should make the Sreifa in Eretz Yisrael. The same thing applies to Peiros Shvius. Since there's a mitzvah beer, like we'll learn about later on, that when there's kola by the Peiros in the Soda, that there's no more Peiros for the Chayis to eat it, but, so then there's a mitzvah beer, take it out of your house, and that has to be done in Eretz Yisrael. So therefore the Peiros should be in Eretz Yisrael in order to be mekayim the mitzvah of beer. Then the Mishnah ends off at Omer Rebbe Shimon, Shomati b'feirush, I heard clearly, Shemoitzien l'Surya, that you're allowed to take out either Shemen Sreifa or Peiros Shvius from Eretz Yisrael to Surya. He holds for this halacha, Surya is like Eretz Yisrael, but v'yein moitzien l'chutz loretz. You're not allowed to take out these Peiros of Shvius or Shemen Sreifa from Surya, you're not allowed to take it out to chutz loretz. So we do not hold like Reb Shimon. We hold that Surya kibush yochid lo yishme kibush. It's not considered like Eretz Yisrael. So also it'd be yoster to take Shemen Sreifa Peiros Shvius from Eretz Yisrael to Surya. Now the Rashi asks a question here. Like our Mishnah says, Tam, you can't take out Peiros Shvius from Eretz Yisrael to chutz loretz. Now in the Gemara in Psochem and Afnun Dalid and Nufnun Beis, there it's machlekes. If you take the Peiros outside into chutz loretz, when it comes to mana beer, could you make the beer when chutz loretz or not? And there with Paschal Nalocha, you could make the beer wherever the Peiros are. So how come here the Mishnah says, Tam, you're not allowed to take it out? So Rashi answered that even according to that man, the Yama, that if the Peiros are taken out into chutz loretz, and it comes to Zman HaBir, that you're allowed to be Mavayir or take it out of your house there, however, L'chetchila, everybody agrees that it's also to take the Peiros from Eretz Yisrael to chutz loretz. So according to the Pshat, you have to know what the Heter is
when they sell a sroigim, they take a sroigim that has kedushas shvius on it, and they sell it in chutz lorets. What's that to bring these paras outside from Eretz Yisrael into chutz lorets? The Mishneh Vov, ein mevi'in truma mi chutz lorets lorets. You're not allowed to bring in truma from chutz lorets into Eretz Yisrael. And the reasons brought down is because we're afraid the kahanim from Eretz Yisrael will run like outside Eretz Yisrael to try and get the truma there. Because the truma that's like made in chutz lorets, the bailim there do not have to bring it into Eretz Yisrael. They can give it to the kahanim living around there. So therefore the kahanim in Eretz Yisrael want it, so that we're afraid they'll go outside Eretz Yisrael. And we don't want them to go outside Eretz Yisrael because we're afraid they'll become tamei. Therefore, you're not allowed to bring the peres of chutz, a truma of chutz lorets into Eretz Yisrael. Now this Mishnah says, Omer Rebbe Shimon said that Shomati Beferish, I heard clearly, Shemeviyin Misuria, that you're allowed to bring the truma from Surya into Eretz Yisrael. V'yein Meviyin Michutz Lorets, and you're not allowed to bring the peres of trumas of chutz lorets into Surya. Again, Rebbe Shimon holds for these halachis, Surya is all succeeded like Eretz Yisrael. Then Perek Zayin. First Mishnah says, Klal Godol Omru Bashvius. This is the great general rule that was said about Shvius, that Kol Shomai Chalodim. Anything that's edible by a person, even though it's only edible, it's hard to eat it, still it has Kedusha Shvius on these pears. Or Maichel Behema. The same thing if it's food that's fit for your animal to eat, and when it grows on Shvius in Eretz Yisrael, it has Kedusha Shvius on it. It could be some grass, some things you use to dye with, to make dye different colors. Also, it has Kedusha Shvius, even though it's not edible. Yes. But since the time when you have enjoyment from it, it's misbayer, it gets destroyed, it's like the enjoyment of eating. Just like when you eat it, you destroy it. Here also, when you use it for dye, you destroy it. Therefore, it has Kedusha Shvius. Now, V'yeinim Miskayim Boretz, something that does not stay in the ground throughout the whole year, if you just let it stay there, if you don't pull it off, it'll rot away. So such a thing has Kedusha Shvius, neged to the mitzvahs of beer. That's the mitzvahs of beer, that when it comes a time that there's no more fruits in the fields, then you have to take out from what you have in your house. But if there be something that would be miskayim in the grounds the whole year, then there would not be the mitzvahs beer. But the Mishnah says on these things, yesh lo shvius, it has Kedusha Shvius on these fruits, on what grows, even though it's only a Meichel Adam, Meichel Behemom, or the Dom of Shvius. If you sell these fruits or these food, the money you receive in return also has Kedusha Shvius. And Yesh Le Beer, that these Paris, there's a Zman of beer, like we'll learn about, when it's finished in the fields, there's nothing left for the Chayis Asada, you have to take out what you have in your house. Or the Dom of Beer, if you sold the Paris and the money you have, what you buy with this money also, when it comes to Zman of beer, you have to take it out. The Eizoi, what are these things now? Ze Alei Haluf Hashoita. In other words, these are the food that a person could eat, even though it's not miyuchar, it's not good for a person. It's only a day at chak. That's this leaf of the luf, a wild luf. The Alei Hadano, also this type of a leaf. The Ulshin, some say that's endives. The Akarishin, some type of beans. The Ragilo, another type of a growth. The Neitz Hacholov, and a white type of innates. Now, Umaycha Behema, what are type of foods of Maycha Behema that has Kedusha Shvius? Ha-choychim v'har-dar-dorim v'minhat yeh. Even though these are types of thorns, still, since camels eat them, it has Kedusha Shvius. V'minhat tzevim, what's something that has a dye on it? That means svichei istis v'koitza. Means svichim shomin esav, that you make from these things type of dye for tcheles, for koitza, also grass that you make red dye from. Yeshlem shviyas, these things have shviyas, kedusha shviyas on them, or ledmeyem shviyas, if you sell them, and the money you receive in return also has kedusha shviyas on the money, and yeshlem beer, it comes the time you have to take it out of your house, or ledmeyem beer. And if you sold it, the money you receive also has this inyan to be mavayir when it comes to zaman habir. Mishneh Beis, V'yoid Klal Acher Omru. There's another rule that was said about Hilcha Shvius, and that is, well, it's a question of the Girsa right now, but our Girsa is Kol She'enoi Maichel Odom, something which is not food for a person. O Maichel Behem, it's not food for an animal. and it's not something that they die with. Umiskayim baretz, however, these things is miskayim, does stay in the ground the whole year. So now, the Mishnah says, yesh lo shviyas, there is kedusha shviyas on these things, uladom of shviyas, and if you sell it, the money you receive back also has kedusha shviyas on it. Skurud means these things have to have a shem oichel. Maybe it's not in the yuchad of meichel adam, but it's something that's fit that could be eaten. Therefore, it has kedusha shviyas. However, ein lo beer, something that's miskayim baretz, that stays in the ground the whole year, so there never comes a time when you do not have it up for the chayis hasodom. Therefore, ein lo beer, there's not a mitzvah to take it out of your house when it comes a zman when there's no more in the fields. And therefore, v'yein l'dom of beer, even the money you sell, also has the money you receive, has no din beer on it. Because since these things stay the whole year round on the fields, it's never considered kolo b'chayis shevesoda. Then the Mishnah explains, Eizehu, where's a case that's called Dover HaMeskayim Boretz, that's Iker Haluf HaShoita. Iker means the roof of this tree, the luf, a wild one. The Iker ha dandana, and the roots of this growth called dandana. The ha'akrabonim, that's also a type of a growth. The ha'chal abitzin, and the ha'buchriya, all these things are considered things that stays in the ground the whole year. Now, mimin ha'tzayvim, what's something that you get die from? That's ha'pua v'ha'richpo. That's the type of things, grass that grows, that you have different type of dyes from them. Yechlem shvius lo dumeim shvius, these things has kedusha shvius on them, and if you sell it, the money you receive also has kedusha shvius on them. But ein lehem beer, v'lo ledumeim beer, but there's never a mitzvah to take these things out of your house, because these things never get finished, that there should be no more for the chayis shabasoda. Then Rabbi Meir says, the mehen, the value, if you sold it, the money you received back, mizbarim ad Rosh Hashanah, it has to be destroyed, taken out by Rosh Hashanah of the Shminis. On this omrula, the Chum said back to Rabbi Meir, a nibir, you do not have to be mevayir, if so, kavachoymul le demehen. The things itself, there's no mitzvah beer on, so for sure, if you sell it, then the money you receive also, you do not have to make a beer. And the Pshan Rav Meir is, it's a gzera, that when you have the money around, we're afraid maybe that you don't realize these paris, the money, maybe you think it came from Shemitah, and therefore you come to do Moloch, even though it's Asa. Then Mishnah Gimel, Kalipe Rimon, that's the shell of a pomegranate, Vahanet Shaloi, that's like the flower that grows around the pitim, or else Kalipe Agoizim, the shells of Agoizim of nuts, V'Hagalinim, Hagalinim, some say that means the Garinim, the pits of fruits, Yesh lem shvius. These things has kedusha shvius on them, uledimehen shvius. And if you sell them, whatever the money you receive for it also has kedusha shvius on them. And exactly the reason why the nuts of fruits have kedusha shvius, some say because since it's like part of the fruit and you could use it for asoka, for burning it, so it's bechlal the fruit. Others say we're talking about type of seeds that are edible. You give it either to Michael Adam or Michael Behema, therefore it's still called a Michael that has Kedusha Shvius on it. Hatzaba Tzaveli Yatzmoy. Hatzaba means a dyer. He's allowed to dye for himself. In other words, on Shemitah, these things that grow, that you use to dye, even though it has Kedusha Shvius, but for your own private use, you're allowed to use it. Like we say, you're allowed to take the Paris home, teat them also. The Buzzer says, Lohoiso Shabbos Oros Lochem. So with Hashem is the chot sechechem, you're allowed to use it. Therefore, the dyer could dye his own things. But v'lo yitzpa b'schar, he's not allowed to dye things for pay. He can't dye other people's clothing and get payment for it, because that's an issa that the Torah says, with Hashem l'ochlo t'leil l'schayra. You're not allowed to do business with pay reshrius. Zero, so he cannot get money for dyeing other people's clothing. In the Mishnah says, "Sheinoisim schara beperus shvius," because you're not allowed to do business with the perus or shvius. The same law applies v'loy babechorus, and not with an animal that's a bechor. This doesn't have to do with kedusha shvius. If you have an animal that's a bechor tahira, it's kodesh. When it comes out of the mother's stomach, the law is supposed to give it to a kohen. Whether the bechor is a tam, that means it has no mum,
whether it's a baal mum, you're supposed to give it to the kohen. Because if it's a baal mum, if it's a tam, then there's a mitzvah to bring it for a korban. And if it's a baal mum, it's the mum of the kohen. The kohen uses the money. And so that's the halacha though, but you're not allowed to do business with this bechor. The kohen cannot go and sell it to do business with it. For leibet truma, it's the same thing. Truma, it's also wasa b'schera. For leibet nevela, you're not allowed to sell and make business with things that are also to eat, with a nevela, with a tray first, which got some room over mushroom. For leibet mushroom, for leiyah lekeach yeah. This is an issa. You're not allowed to do business with things that you're not allowed to eat. And this halacha is brought down in Yoredeya and Simon Kufi Zayin. But anything that's miyuchid liachila, something that's only to eat, and it's treifus, it's also to eat midiraisa, there's nisa schur and not to do business with it. So machoikis, some say it's nisa diraisa, some say it's only gzera, maybe you come to eat from it. Then the Mishnah goes on to say, v'lo yiyya loikeach yarkoi soder, a person should not go down on Shemitah to the fields and buy vegetables, or moicha bashuk, and then go to the marketplace and sell them, again, because you're doing it for schurim. I will who like it, but you're allowed to go down and collect the vegetables or fruits, like we say on Shemitah. You're allowed to go down to take the fruit you need for yourself. And now when you take it home, your son, he's allowed to go and sell it for you. That's not called business. It's only called the fruit that you have for yourself. You can go and take it and sell for somebody else. Let's say you took for yourself and you had some left over. Again, mutal mochrin. What's left over now of the pair of shviyas, you're allowed to sell to somebody else, because that's not called you doing business with it. Like first you took it because you thought you could eat it for yourself, and now when you see it's left over, you're allowed to sell to somebody else for money. All right, a turnover. Mishnah Dalit. Lokach b'chor le'mishte b'noi oyle regel. If a Jew, if a Yisrael bought off a kohen a b'chor, which was a baal mum that you're allowed to eat, and he bought it for the purpose to use for his mishte, for the chasmin zekin, for his son, or else he bought it le'regel for a yomtiv, for le'tzorach, then it comes out he does not need it. So the locher is muta le'mochre. He's allowed to sell it not to somebody else. That's not called business. It's called you have it, and now you don't need it. You can sell it to somebody else. Sodei chaya oifois v'dogim. Sodei means people that go capture hunters, that hunt chaya oifois v'dogim. Shenizdamnu lehem minei temeim. While they were capturing these animals, of course they were looking for kosher ones. It came out, though, that they found temeim, ones that are treif. Halacha is mutar lemochrim. They're allowed to sell it now. Because, again, it's not called they're going to do business. Their business, they were working and trying to find kosher ones, oifers that you're allowed to eat. It just came out that they received also, they caught a few tenayim, so now that they have it, they're allowed to sell it. Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yehuda says, Afmi shenismanaloi lefidarkoi. And there is somebody that came along on the road and it came out that he had a good deal that he could get very cheap, a tomadic animal, he could buy a horse. A horse is not a question, it's not oimed lachila. But he could buy, let's say, a pig very cheap. So lochari is lokeach meicher. He's allowed to buy it and then sell it. Ubovach loite umunosa the kach. This can't be his business. Because again, if this is your business, it's called you doing business. You're doing schera through behemoths that are tmeis. That you're not allowed to do. But if it just comes up that one comes in your hand, like, again, that's considered like a hunter that he received one. Now you're allowed to sell it. But the chachomim oisu, the chachomim say, no, nothing doing over here. Not like somebody that went side capturing. But there you went to capture behemoth that are tahor, so they came out to temeyim, you're allowed to keep them ready. But over here, where you went just to get the temeyah, here we say even a one shot, it's also to take it and then to sell it. Mishnah hey, lulvei zerodim vecharuvim. Lulvei, these are the leaves of a zerodim, it's type of a tree, very soft tree. The lulav is not the branches. Then vacheruvim, like boxer, the leaves of a boxer tree, is yeshlem shvius uldemeim shvius. These have shvius because it's ruyim lachila. Therefore, it has Kedusha Shvius on him. And Yeshlen Beer, Ulu Demeyen Beer, there's a time when there's no more left in the field, and at that time you have to take it out of your house. Exactly the mitzvah's beer we'll learn about later on. Lulve He'olo, the lulve, the leaves of this tree, the He'olo, it's a type of a tree that grows in the forest, or else the Habitno, that's another type of a tree. Some say it tastes like almonds. The Ha'atodim, that's leaves from an otter tree. And also Yechlem Shvius Ludemeim Shvius. The kids are, since people do eat these leaves, therefore it has Kedusha Shvius on them. But Lein Lehem Beer V'Lei Ludemeim Beer. But these things have no beer. There's no Zman when you have to take it out of your house, because these things are Meskayim Boretz the whole year. They never get lost. So therefore it's never considered a time that there's no more left on the fields for the Chayis. But for the leaves, here you do have beer. And before we're talking about the lulve. The lulve, that's like the branches. But the olin, the leaves of it, this yeshlem beer, because the leaves fall off, and you don't always have the leaves. We're talking about these type of leaves that are edible, so therefore it has kedusha shvius on them. And the wadim, when they fall off and there's no more left on the tree, then it's called kolo michayis shebasodeh, so therefore you have to take it out. There's a zman habir, which we'll learn about later on. Then Mishnah Vov, the Mishnah says, haverid, a type of a rose, viha koife, viha katof, viha loitim, these are all different types of trees, yeshlem shvius, what grows on them, has a kedusha shvius, or the dimeyem shvius. And if you sell these things, the money you get for it also has a kedusha shvius on it. Rabbi Shimon, and Rabbi Shimon says, Ein la ketof shvius. No, the ketof does not have a kedusha shvius on it. Nevnei she'ein a pri. Here, that's not called a pri. It's only called eitz bialmo. It's not called a pri. Therefore, does not have kedusha shvius.
Then Mishnah Zayin says like this: Vered chodesh. If we have fresh roses, true, it's from shvius, but it's fresh ones. Shekov shoy b'shemen yoshin. You are now like soaking it in older oil. Now, you want to make like perfume, so you put the smelly roses inside the oil, and you let the smell of the rose go into the oil. So, locher is, yelaket es haverit. All you have to do now, when it comes like the zman habir, is just pull out the verit, take out the rose that has kedusha shvius on it, and the shem, the oil, remains mutter that you're allowed to still use. In other words, since it was a fresh rose, so it doesn't give off that much sense into the oil, unless it stays there a long time. Here that you pulled it out right away, we say the shemen, which was shal shminis or shal shishis, it was not nuklat, the tam, or the smell of the vered, therefore it has no kedusha shvius. You're allowed to use it, you don't have to take it out, bezman habir. But the opposite way, let's say the yoshin, you have an older rose, true shal shvius, but it's an older one, so therefore it's very strong. The chodesh, that you soak it now in fresh oil, the locher is chaye babir. Here it's chaye babir, because I say the tam, the smell of this rose is so strong and it goes into the oil, therefore it's chaye babir. Even if you take out the rose, it's still the shemen itself, when it comes to zman habir, when you have to take it out of your house, you have to take this shemen out also. Charuvim chadoshim, if you have new, like boxer. Shekovshim b'yayin yoshim, that you are soaking in older wine, or else the yishonim b'chodesh, the opposite way. You have older boxer, which you are soaking now in new wine, is chayovim b'bir. These things still, you have a chiyuv b'bir in both cases. Because here the pshat is, these charuvim, these boxes of shemitah, that has kedusha shvius on it, they do give off a lot of tam into the wine. So even though it's a fresh one, still it gives off tam into the wine. Therefore, even if you pull out the charuvim, the wine still has a din shemitah on it, shvius, and therefore when it comes to zman habir, you have to take this out also. Zeh klal, this is the klal. Kol shehu b'noi sein tam chayiv levayir. Anything that's a noi sein tam that you taste like min b'shein aminoi, anytime it gives off tam, so it has a tam of shemitah in it, shvius in it, and therefore when it comes to zman habir, you have to take this out of your house also. Now min b'sheinoi minoi. In other words, this less halach applies by min b'sheinoi minoi.
That's called b'nai sin tam. Like vered into shemen, they're two different things. So therefore the tam, the smell of the vered, goes into it. Now the Mishnah says, but what about the min b'minoi? Let's say oil into oil. One was shemitah, one was shriyas, one was not. Say the locher is kolshu. It asks with even a little bit, even less than shishim. Kolshu is also a min b'minoi. Then the Mishnah repeats itself now. Shriyas oiseres kolshu b'minoi. Shriyas asks anything with the same min. But b'shalei b'minoi, which is not the same min, then b'nai sin tam, then you have to have a bigger shear, the shear that would be a nai sin tam, which is shishim. The Perek Shmini. First Mishnah says, klal godol amru b'shriyas. There's a big klal that was said, a general rule that was said about Kedushas Perek Shriyas, that's called ha-miyuchud l'maychal odim. Any type of a food that has Kedushas Shriyas on it, let's say lachitim, like wheat, or figs, or grapes, that's miyuchud, set aside for a person to eat. So the locher is, ein oisim imenu melugma, liyodim. You're not allowed to make out of it a type of a seif that you want to put on a wound, even for a person. In other words, the Torah says, la'ochlo, you're supposed to eat the perish shvius, and not to ruin it. So the question is, if it's miyuchud, if it's set aside to be eaten, if you do other type of enjoyments from it, it's also considered you're ruining it. Therefore, you're not allowed to make a melugma out of meichel adam, which is a seif that you want to put on top of a wound. And v'yein sarach lem, you don't have to say la'behema, that you're not allowed to give the food of a man to an animal. That's for sure considered you're ruining the food. Then the Mishnah says, though, v'chol she'enu miyuchad l'maychal odom, food that true could be eaten by a person, but it's not set aside, it's not miyuchad only for a person to eat it, then the locher is oisim imenu melugma liyodom. You're allowed to use this food then that has Kedusha Shvius on it and make a sef out of it to use to put on a person. Avolir l'behema, but you cannot make a sef out of it to put on a behema. In other words, since this food like could be eaten by an animal, so that you have a heter is only to feed it to the animal. The animal also has to eat it and not make a sef out of it for the animal. V'chol l'sheinu miyuchud loy l'maychal odom v'loy l'maychal behema. But let's say type of a food that's not set aside neither for an odom or neither for a behema. So then it depends for what purpose you take it. So choshev olav l'maychal odom, if when you take it into your house, you have in mind now you want to use this food for a person, olamaycha behema, and also you want to give it to an animal. So then we say noisnan olav chumra yodim. You have to give it the chumras, the restrictions that it's meant for a person, and it could only be done for a person to eat. For chumra behema, it has restrictions of a behema also. In other words, that you're not allowed to make a lugma for an odom, or even when you feed it for an animal, you have to give it to him directly. You can't cook it up. You can't like ruin the food. If it's a dera for the animal to eat it, raw, so by cooking it, you're ruining it, you're not allowed to cook it for the animal. Let's say you took in this food for the purpose to use it for fuel, just to burn with it. So harehu keitzim, it has locha like food, like eitzim, that does not have kedusha shvius on it. And could go in a case of this is hasiya for your ezov, v'ha karonis. These are three different types of ezov that grow wild, that if you take it in just for a socket for burning it, it has a loch like eitzim. But eitzim do not have kedusha shriyas, because the matzias of eating food is that b'shash you like eat it, destroy it, you eat it up, you like finish it up. Mashenkein wood, when you burn the wood, you first like destroy it, and the heat comes out first afterwards. That's called the hanok comes la'achas man b'yuron, so therefore it's not day metuachilo, it does not have kedusha shriyas on wood. That's oimid l'hasoka. Mishnah Beis. Shviyas nitno liyachilo ulishtiyo l'sicha. Peiris shviyas. You're allowed to do with it what it's oimid for. You're allowed to eat it, if it's oimid to eat, to drink, if it's oimid for drink, and the sicha to rub it on your body. That means lechol, you're allowed to eat. Dover shadaka lechol, like food, like fruits, things that are oimid to eat, you're supposed to eat it. Losuch, dover shadaka losuch. You're allowed to rub on you something that's oimid to be sach, like a type of a shemen, type of an oil. Now, v'lo yosuch yayin v'chemetz, you're not allowed to rub on you wine or like vinegar, because these things are not oimid for rubbing, they're meant for drinking. Avosochu es a shemen, but oil you're allowed to rub on your body, because that's what oil is oimid for. V'chein betrumah v'maisesheni, the same things that Allah has lach is by trumah maisesheni,
what's oimer to eat, you're supposed to eat, and what's oimer to make sicher, you let him make a sicher on it. Kal mehem shvius. Shvius has a little bit of a kula over trum and maise sheni, she nitno lahad lokas haner, that you're allowed to use it for burning, for making a ner, a fire, a light out of it. That means perish shvius is a special heter that you're allowed to burn them for ner, for the or. And really, the Vidashin, the Pasuk, it says, Tia kol tfos lechol, and the Sifro Dashins, Tia means aflat lokas haner. This is a kula by perish shvius that you don't find by meiser and by truma. Mishnah Gimel. Ein moichrin perish shvius, when you have, let's say, leftover fruits of shvius that you collected for yourself, and now it's left over, so we learned the Mishnah before, you're allowed to sell them. So when you go to sell them, you have to do it in a different manner. You're not allowed to sell it loy b'midah, not with a measurement, loy b'mishko, not with its weight, loy b'minyan, not by number. In other words, only bo'im made, only an estimate. And therefore you'll make a little bit cheaper bezoil, so therefore you won't come to want to do business like to sell a lot of them, because you're not going to make too much profit. For loy tenim b'minyan, you're not allowed to sell tenim figs just by count, even though that's a little of a shinui, because that's not, but that's not enough of a shinui. You have to do more. Because usually you sell it by weight. Now if you want to sell it by a number, that's still not enough. For lo yorok b'mishkal, you can't sell yorokish by weight, that's not enough of a shinui. It has to be done only by oimed, by estimate, and a little bit cheaper. Beis Shammai oimrim, Beis Shammai says, af loy agudish, you can't even sell them in bundles. Beis Hillel oimrim, Beis Hillel says, esher darkoi legod babayis, oidim oise bashuk. If it's a derech to have these vegetables tied up in a bundle, even in your house, then you're allowed to take it out to the marketplace that way also. Because it's not nikra, it doesn't look as if you're taking it to sell, because that's the way you keep it in your house also. Could go in a case like this is hakrishin type of beans, v'neitz hacholuf, and this white type of growth, white grass, neitz hacholuf. Mishnah Dalet. If somebody tells a worker, hey lucha iser, like here's a dollar, here's money, hey lucha iser, there, take this iser, take this coin, and go to the fields and collect for me today, like on Shvius, collect for me vegetables that you're allowed to take for yourself to eat. So the loch here is choremuta, that this money that the workman takes, he's allowed to keep. In other words, it's not called Dumei Shvius, because it's money for the work he did. It's not money for the payers of Shvius. But if he would tell the worker, lakat li boy yorakayim, collect for me today yorakis, and then I'll pay you for it. So here we say schor yoser. Here the pay that you have received has kedusha shvius on it, because we consider as if I'm telling you, like, you go down and collect the vegetables, it's yours, and then I'll give you money to buy it off you. So when you buy perish shvius, that's the halacha that the money is nitfas in the kedusha, that the money you have to use the kedusha shvius. Lokach min anachton kika bepunyin. You went down to a baker on shmita on shvius, and you bought off him a bread that cost a punyin. Now, and you tell him back that kishe elkert yurokis sada oviloch, you should know that later when I go down to the field to collect vegetables, I'll collect some from you and I'll give it to you. So locher is mutter. Here we do not consider to say when you're buying the vegetables like you're paying for the bread, to say the bread should have kedusha shvius, but rather we say they're like two separate presents. Right now the baker is giving you the bread for a present, so you're allowed to use it. And tomorrow you're going to give him back a present. You're going to give him back these yerokos. Therefore, it does not have kedusha shvius. However, the Mishnah says, what about lokach mimenu stam? Let's say you bought this bread off the baker stam. In other words, on credit, you did not pay for it now. So the locher is then le yishalom le mitmei shvius. Later, when you go to pay, you're not allowed to pay up with money that has kedusha shvius on it. Why? Shein epoirin choyv mitmei shvius. You cannot pay back with the money of Shvius Achayv something you owe from something you owe from before, because it looks like Schar, it looks like you're doing business with this dom and with the money of Shmita, of Shvius. Mishnah Hey, a noisnin loy labayer. You're not allowed to give Dimei Shvius money of Shvius, which means if you have the payers of Shvius that you sold them and you have money for it, so this money has Kedusha Shvius on it right now. So this money not allowed to give to a buyer, that's the person that digs wells, like for loy labalan, not to the one that takes care of the bathhouse, For loy lesapon, you can't pay for a haircut. For loy lesapon, and you can't give it for a person that steers the ship. Because these things are not lachila, so you're just using the money shvius, like not for dover achila, that's also. Even though the person is having some enjoyment from these things, but since it's not an achila, it's also. But you're allowed to give the money to a person that digs the wells, if he'll give you water to drink, that like you're paying money for the water, that's okay. But if you want to, you could just give him the money for a present, that's mutter. Like after the person gives you a haircut, now you say, no, I'll give you a present. I'll give you back money of the meshrius, that's mutter. If you speak out clearly, I'm only giving to you for a present. Mishneh Vov. Te'enim shel shvius. If you have a te'enim, that's these figs that grew on shvius, is ein koitzen oisem b'muksa. When you go to cut them down, you can't cut them down with a muksa, with a regular knife, you cut it down. Avo koitzen oisem b'churba. You have to cut it down with a different type of a knife. You have to make a shinui in the type of malach is what you do with the pair of shvius. The same thing, ein dorchim anovim b'gas. You can't press the grapes of Shemitah in the gas, the regular press. Avodarechu bareva, you can press them though in a reva, that's in the pan that you need dough in. Abiyatzeshinu, then you're allowed to. V'yenoisin zeisin babad, you can't make olives. Babad, press them in its pressing place. Babad, uvakoitif, which is a base bad cotton. That's also awesome. Avokoitishu umachnis lebadida. Be allowed to crush them and bring them into a badida. This is a bigger shinu, or badida, that's a base bar that's very, very small. That's a shinu, here it's muta. Rabbi Shimon Omer, af toichnu bebeis habad, amachnas badida. He also even allowed to crush it in the regular beis habad. Just later you have to bring it and store it in the badida, that's enough of a shimon, of a hecker, in the very, very small warehouse. Mishneh Zayin, ein mevashlin yorek shel shviyas b'shemen shel truma. You're not allowed to cook up a vegetable of shvius in oil of truma. You should not make it to become posel. Because the locher is shemen truma. If it becomes tomei, you can't eat it anymore. So now this pair of shvius will become masa b'chila. You're not allowed to ruin the pair of shvius. However, Rabbi Shimon Mater, Rabbi Shimon is not afraid of this and says no. Right now you're allowed to eat them. So therefore you're allowed to cook up these vegetables in shemen of truma. Then the Mishnah continues on with the klal of pidyon of perish shvius, and that is the acharoin nispos bashvius. The last thing you buy, that's what remains with the kedusha shvius. But the hapri atzmoi, the original fruit that grew on shmita on shvius, is also that always remains also. In other words, the chiddush of shvius is like this. Let's say you have this apple that grew on shvius. So that has Kedusha Shvius. If you sell it now to somebody, so the money you receive, the money also has Kedusha Shvius on it, but the original apple remains with its Kedusha Shvius. Now let's say with this money now, you buy a pear. You buy a pear from Chutz Loretz. So now the pear receives Kedusha Shvius on it, and the Kedusha goes off the money. Now if you exchange this pear, let's say for a banana, so then again, the Kedusha goes off the pear onto the banana. That's called the Achron Achron Nisposh. The last thing that you're receiving, that's what keeps the Kedusha Shvius. But for a Priyatzma, the original apple that we started out with, that also is also that always retains its Kedusha Shvius. It never goes off the Kedusha of the original Pri that was grown on Shemitah. Mishneches. Ein Loichin Avodim. You're not allowed to buy with Paris, with the money of Shvius. You're not allowed to buy Avodim or the Karkoyis ground or behema temeya midmei shvius with the money of shvius, because in other words you're supposed to buy something that you're allowed to eat, something that's royal achilo lishtiya, and not these things that are not edible. V'yim lokach, let's say you did buy with temei shvius one of these things, so then the locher is yoichal kinegdon. Now yoichal kinegdon means you're supposed to eat food for the value of that money. Let's say you bought an eved for $100. Now you have to buy now with another $100 food and eat those food with Kedusha Shvius. Some of first learned this is the knas, that since you spent the money of Shvius on something that's not edible, we make you now spend the value of that money on food and eat it with Kedusha Shvius.
Then the Mishnah says, Ein mevien kine zovim, you cannot buy with this money of Shvius a bird for a zov, or else the kine zovas for a zovo, or else the kine yoldos for later just gave birth mitmei Shvius, from the money of Shvius. Since out of these two birds, one of them is an oilo that cannot be eaten, so again, since it's not an achila, you cannot buy it with the mei, or you're not supposed to buy it with the mei shriyas. V'yim hevi, again, let's say you didn't listen, but you did buy your kanim from the mei shriyas, is again, you have this knas of yoichol kenegdim, we tell you teeth the value of it to buy food to eat it with kedusha shriyas. Ein sochin kelim b'shem shel shriyas. If you have this oil of shriyas, so true, we said before, you're allowed to rub yourself, but only rubbing a person, hanor sodom, and not just to rub kelim utensils with it. The imsach, again, if you ruined the shvius, that you just rubbed it onto kelim, then again we have this knas of yoichol kenegdoi. You're supposed to eat the value of it, of food. And it's used, how much that shemen was worth, and how much money buying out food needed with kedusha shvius. Mishneh tes. Or shesochoi b'shemen shel shvius. If you have skin leather that you rubbed it in with oil of shvius, so Rabbi Eliezer, Amir Rabbi Eliezer says, Yidolik. Halacha is now you have to burn it. You have to burn up this leather that has the shemen in it. The Chum say, no, we don't make such a gzera, but rather we say, Yoichol Kenegdoi. It's enough if that shemen was worth $5. Buy now $5 worth of food and eat it with Kedusha Shvius. Omru Lefnei Rabbi Kiva, they said in front of Rabbi Kiva that Oimer Hoyu Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer used to say, Or Sheshochu B'shemen Shel Shvius. If you have this skin that was rubbed in with shemen shel shvius, is yidolek. That's the loch like we had before. Gebleza says, you're supposed to burn it. Or Molehem, they said back to him, shtoiku, keep quiet. Lechem, they did not tell over, Masher Rabbi Eliezer, I'm a boy. What Rabbi Eliezer said about this. In other words, Rabbi Akiva, he was the real Talmud from Rabbi Eliezer. So when the Chum said over to Rabbi Akiva what Rabbi Eliezer said, Rabbi Kiva said, be quiet, because you do not understand what my brother Rabbi Eliezer said. And in the Yerushalmi, there are two sheets exactly what did Rabbi Eliezer hold. One sheet is he was much more machmir, and the second sheet is no, Rabbi Eliezer himself was meiko to say that the kelim is mutter, the shemen shel shvius. Then Mishnah Yud, the Yod Amru Lufanov, again the Chum said in front of Rabbi Kiva, that I'm a hoyer Rabbi Eliezer, we heard that your Rabbi Eliezer used to say, if somebody eats bread that a kusi made, so is a shayla if it means kusim that were geri emes, they were real Jew, they were mezgayer. However, the chum, the rabbonim gave him a din like a goy. So kids if you eat like goyish bread, is koicho b'sah chazir. It's mamish like he eating the meat of a chazir. On Mulehem again, Rabbi Kiva sat back and said, no, shtoiko, keep quiet. That le'om Mulechem, Masha Rabbi Lezer, I'm a boy. I cannot tell you over what really Rabbi Lezer holds. Now, some learned the pshat here before that Rabbi Eliezer, his shita was that the kusim aksidid geri aroyasein. In other words, they're not real good geris. So therefore, it has a loch like eating goyish bread, and therefore, sidid like eating bosa chazir. However, again, Rabbi Kiva said back, but I can't explain to you, I can't tell you exactly what Rabbi Eliezer holds about this. And some say again that Rabbi Eliezer really was makel in this. Mishnah Yud Aleph. Merchatz, if you have this bathhouse, that you heated it up by burning straw, shel shvius, that was grown on shvius, so locher is mutalir chazbo. Now that it was already done, you're allowed to have enjoyment and wash yourself in this hot water. Even though lechatchilu you were not supposed to do this, because straw is like a maichel behema, so it has kedusha shvius on it. So therefore you are not supposed to stam use it for heat, but rather you're supposed to feed it to an animal. However, we hold that if you already did it, however, the Mishnah says, v'yemischashivu, if you're an Adam Choshev, that other people will learn from you if you do something, then the locher is, hareze lo yirchatz, that you should not wash, you should not use this bathhouse. In other words, people should not come to learn out from you that lechatchila, you're allowed to use this straw that was grown on shriyas, that people say you're allowed to use it the way you did, to use it for fuel, which really you're not allowed to. Therefore, if you're not in Choshev, you should not use it, in order that people should not learn out to do it.
All right, we'll stop here. We'll continue on the next paragraph in the next tape.